The New Grad Physio podcast is hosted by Andy Barker, consultant MSK and sports physiotherapist, private practice owner and the founder of the New Grad Physio. Having experienced his own rapid rise from student to dream job just 15 months after graduating, Andy knows exactly what it takes to accelerate your skills and fly up the promotion ladder faster than you ever thought possible. Having previously worked in his dream role at the Leeds Rhinos as the head of physio and rehab, Andy now consults with a number of individual elite athletes and within professional rugby, football and dance whilst running his own group of private practice clinics. He started the New Grad Physio to help student and new grad therapists just like you overcome the specific challenges you face at the start of your therapy career, helping you to dodge the common pitfalls that can cause confusion and overwhelm with your clinical practice and stop you getting the patient results and the jobs or promotions you deserve. This podcast will deliver you actionable advice, will help you make sense of your patient assessments, reason your treatments, and patient rehab to get results well beyond your level of experience. You will also discover what you need to do to open doors, to create opportunities for yourself, so you can enjoy the best possible start to life as a new grad physio. So, let's get started.
Hey, it's Andy Barker here, and welcome back to the New Grad Physio podcast. Or welcome if it's the first time you've joined me on the podcast itself. In today's episode, I wanted to cover something really, really important. If you want to build rapport with your patients, and building rapport is really, really important because, first and foremost, I'm going to detail on this during this podcast episode, but it helps you to attain the right information from your patient, and that's probably most prevalent during your subjective assessment. And being able to do a great subjective assessment and perform a great objective assessment with your patients is vital because the subjective assessment itself informs everything else you do after that. So if you do a poor job with a subjective assessment, it makes your job during the objective assessment, the rehab planning, your anything you do with your patient after that point, much more difficult because it's the foundation for your patient assessment. And if you, again, do a poor job with the subjective, then it makes everything you do much more difficult. And building rapport and being able to communicate well with your patient is vital for that sort of subjective assessment. And again, just thinking around your patient and the things that you're going to ask them. Bear in mind, you see your patient for the first time, they're a complete stranger to you, and you're asking them some quite personal questions around their injury, their past injury, past medical problems, whether that's physical or psychological. You're asking about their home life, relationships, who's at home, hobbies, interests, pretty much, everything that you would ask, anything you're going to ask during the subjective assessment is very personal to them. And I guess the issue that a lot of therapists have in regards to rapport, and particularly young and more inexperienced therapists, is they can't seem to connect well with patients and build rapport. And what patients sometimes do is they hold back. So they probably give you, as their therapist, the bare minimum. Even though if they happen to stop and logically think about what they're actually doing and them actually withholding information, that it's not going to be helpful. Because again, from a real logical point of view, you need the information to be able to help them. But they don't see that. They just see, I'm not really sure about this person. I'm going to give them, probably the bare minimum of information that I need to give, because I don't feel comfortable handing over, this experience or this injury or this problem that I've got going on at the moment or have had in the past. But if that happens to you, then it makes nailing that subjective assessment a really difficult task. And again, if you're getting poor information from your patients in that subjective assessment, that can genuinely be the making or breaking of you finding the right patient problem or not, being able to nail a diagnosis and know exactly what you're actually working with. So in today's episode, I want to give you a couple of tips to help you. So the first one relates to when your patient first comes to see you. So you've heard, no doubt, and again, this doesn't just relate to therapy and physio, sports therapy, sports rehab, but making a great first impression with anyone is really, really important. But in a clinical sense, it's really vital for you to make a good impression with your patient to enable you to get off on the right foot. Because if you get off on the wrong foot, it can be really hard to then actually get your patient back on track. And you know as well as me that patients that fall off the wagon, you know, don't stay on track, don't stay adhered to their treatment plan, don't do what you ask them to do, are generally those patients that don't get better. So how do you make a great first impression with your patient? So I guess a little bit of a backdrop to this is I've done loads of work personally myself around this area, because firstly, I know how important it is to make a great first impression with any patient that you see, and indeed any environment that you are involved with. But more importantly, I used to be rubbish at it. And again, naturally for me, I am, you know, very introverted. I don't necessarily find small talk and general chit chat very easy. When I take the kids to school and stood on the playground, you see all these little groups of mums and dads, etc., all talking away. I'm much more comfortable stood there on my own or stood with my kids. In a social situation, I'd be much more comfortable in a corner hidden away at the back of the room than I would be, you know, wandering around the room, mingling with people, you know, talking away, being the sort of centre of attention. So for that reason, my natural, I guess, disposition is to pull back. And for that reason, I often found building a connection with patients when I first met them really, really difficult. And the same was said for athletes when I was meeting them, working with them for the first time, which more recently has been very difficult because I've jumped in around so many different environments, different players, different teams, that staff, and also playing personnel with some of the teams I've worked with, both at sort of national and international level. And it's something that, you know, over the years I've put a lot of time and effort in to become better, because I know how important it is to be able to make a great first impression. And I started using these sort of pre-planned strategies to help me out first and foremost, but then it's something I've actually then started to teach other therapists that I work with, because I know they can be, you know, so effective. And even if you're, you know, pretty shy, introverted like me, they are invaluable. And the first one, again, to help you make a great first impression. So picture the scene, your patient, you know, walks into your clinic room. It's the first time you've ever met them. The biggest tip I could give you is to start off that first session, that first interaction, by talking about anything other than the patient's injury. So when I first meet a patient for the first time, they're walking in, their initial assessment, I get that you want to get right into the subjective assessment. That's the first thing that you'll do. I get it that you're against the clock and you guess you don't want to be wasting time talking about, you know, things that are maybe not important in regards to finding the right patient diagnosis. I get that, but you need to be able to make an effort to make your patient feel welcomed, to make your patient feel relaxed, and to make your patient feel at ease. Because this is really important, because unless your patient feels like that, they're probably not going to give you the information you need. They're not going to be honest with you when you quiz them about those past injuries, health problems, relationships, any psychosocial issues they might have in the past, which could be really vital information that you need to help identify exactly what's going on with your patient and help you to manage that patient in the right way. So I always make an effort, a real effort, conscious effort, which with now, because I've practiced it, comes pretty natural to me, to ask them something completely unrelated to their injury. That might be something in the clinic like, did you find the clinic okay? Did you get part up okay? What's the weather like today outside? I've not been outside for a couple of hours. What's the weather like outside? What have you been up to so far today? Again, you can obviously change those up depending on the time of the day, what's going on, etc., etc. But the idea is that you're asking simple questions that require your patient to give a simple answer. Questions that don't really require the patient to think too much. What's the weather like outside? Oh, it's still raining. You know, did you find us okay? Yeah, found okay, got parked up okay. Oh, it was a bit of a nightmare, you know, finding a car parking spot. At least you're here now. Let's crack on. So the idea with this is to try and put your patient at ease. So what, asking them a question like that at the start, that doesn't require too much effort to sort of think about, gives your patient a chance to speak. They get to hear their own voice. It helps them to relax into an alien environment. You know, the, you know, a new patient assessment, they've probably not been in that setting before. Before then you get actually into your questioning and the actual subjective assessment. And this is how, again, to try and help you with that building rapport right from the start, to help you start to build that relationship and rapport with your patient. And it works. You know, I'm a big introvert. It worked, you know, for me when I was a much younger and inexperienced physio. So I would urge you to give this a go with the next new patient that walks in your door. The second tip I want to give you relates to your follow-up session. So that was a tip again to try and help you to start building rapport with your patient at that initial assessment. But when your patients come back to see you, a really easy, simple, but really effective tip to give you is to actually use your SOAP notes. So you're probably thinking SOAP notes, subjective, objective, you know, assessment and plan, but specifically the plan I actually want to talk about, and you can use this to your advantage. So clearly in your plan, you're going to write what you intend to do in the next session. That might be some, I don't know, additional assessment test. It might be what you expect them to patient to progress to next time, or something you want to look at in that next sort of session. But you can also use a plan, and I use my plan to make a note of maybe some of the conversations or topic of conversations you had during that last appointment. So, you know, during the appointment itself, at the end of the appointment, at some stage you're going to engage in some more general conversation with your patient. It might be, you know, typically at the end of the session, you might ask your patient, you know, have you got any plans for the weekend? What have you got on for the rest of the day? Etc., etc. Really simple things that you might ask. You know, they might have told you something. They might have said they were, you know, taking their car to get fixed up. They might have told you that one of their kids was sick that particular day. They might have told you they were going for a run that evening, or the weekend they had a, you know, a 10K race. Whatever it may be, make a note of it in your plan. So when your patient comes to their next appointment, you already have a ready-made conversation starter. You can ask them, "Oh, how was that weekend away in Edinburgh? Did you hit a PB in the gym session after your last appointment?" So this serves a few different purposes. Not only does it break the ice at the start of that next appointment, it gives your patient a real sense of importance. It gives your patient a real sense of belonging. Because again, if you're anything like me, I'm like probably 99% of the therapists, you can't remember each and every patient, less so even the conversations you had with those patients. You see a name on an appointment, you know, calendar, and you're probably looking through the notes thinking, I can't remember this guy. You might remember a bit more when they walk in and remember a face, but I'm guessing, like most people, you can't remember the conversations that you had, unless you're like Rayman and have an awesome sort of a memory. So the reason, you know, putting a topic, for example, weekend away Edinburgh, that's all you need to write, something like that, in your plan. It gives you a great conversation starter, and it enables you to, I guess, to spark a bit of conversation again at the very start of the next appointment. And again, that's only gonna last 20-30 seconds, that's it, and then you can get into, you know, the main part of the session, which is obviously then whatever you've got planned for that particular session in terms of the clinical intervention, testing, progressions, whatever you're doing in that particular session. And this is so different to the feeling that most patients get when they come to their physio appointments. They don't feel important. They don't feel sense of belonging. They're sat in a waiting room with loads of other people. They're called out. They're just another name or number on a sheet. And that's what patients feel like. It's a very transactional relationship. You know, you bring them into the room, you ask about their injury, you treat them, give them some rehab, and you send them on their way. The better you can connect with your patients, the more rapport you can build with your patients, the more trust your patients will have in you. And this is so important, because the more trust you can build and the more trust patients have in you, the more likely they are going to do what you say. Firstly, they're going to give you that all important personal information and medical information that you ask for. That is vital to help you nail your subjective assessment and find the right patient diagnosis. But they're also going to stay adhered to the treatment plan. They're going to go away and do, or more likely to go and do, or go away and do what you ask them to do, because they've got a good connection with you. They like you. They're going to go away and do their rehab. They'll do, you know, if you get a patient on board, perfect patients that we all love, those are the patients that are bought into the treatment plan. They trust what you're telling them to do. Patients that don't trust you, that don't believe what you're saying, don't go away and do their rehab. And those are the patients that don't get better. So using your plan as part of your SOAP notes, this again is a super simple strategy, but again, it's a strategy that is really effective to help you better communicate with your patients. It helps you to get the most out of your sessions. It helps you to get the information that you need and be able to extract that from your patient. And at the same time, it makes sessions a bit more enjoyable, because you're having free-flowing conversational appointments with patients. It doesn't feel forced. It feels quite natural. And you know, the two tips that I've given you, probably the biggest thing, this is so easy to do, and they add so little time to your appointment. So again, the biggest probably question you've got is, I've got no time, I'm against the clock, I can't be, you know, messing around with idle sort of chit chat with my patients. But these things take 20, 30 seconds out of, you know, a treatment session, an appointment. Yet probably the connection that you had to build with your patient, the increase in the rapport, the communication between you and your patient, probably increases 100-fold. So again, it's a very small trade-off for a very small amount of time for something that's so easy to do. And again, this is regardless of, you know, how many years experience you've got, how great you are as a physio, sports rehab, sports therapist. It has nothing to do with your clinical ability. It's something that anyone could do, whether you're, you know, just out of uni or you're 10 years qualified, it does not matter. So simple tips that are really going to help you to get the information first and foremost from your patient and help you to build rapport, a connection with every patient that you see. So I've got loads more tips like this in my subjective assessment module, which is the first module that I always urge therapists to go through when they join my new grad physio program. So if this is the kind of thing that you think could help you out, you want to take a look, then head to newgradphysio.com/membership. You can find out what's going on right now inside the New Grad Physio community and see if you might be suitable to join the program. So that's newgradphysio.com/membership. So thanks as always for your time and attention. I do really appreciate it. Please keep your messages, topics, suggestions for future podcast episodes. Just again, connect with me on social media, or you know, reach out to me and send me an email and let me know what you're struggling with, what you're thinking, what you'd like to hear on the podcast episode. I can add it to my list for future topics. So finally, thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you have planned, and I'll speak to you all again very soon.
Thanks for listening to the New Grad Physio podcast. Before you head off, I just wanted to make sure you did not miss this. Alongside his podcast, Andy posts a weekly blog on his website, www.newgradphysio.com. You can access all his blogs and loads more resources, like his recent PDF, The 5 Breakthrough Steps to Confidently Treat the Shoulder Right Every Time, Avoid Mistakes, and Stop You Feeling Less Adequate Than Other New Grads. This is Andy's most popular resource and has already been accessed by thousands of therapists just like you. To get a copy of this PDF, or to get more information about Andy's upcoming courses, or find out more about his New Grad Physio membership, head to www.newgradphysio.com. Have a great day, and we will catch you on the next podcast episode.